Blog Talk Radio.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you on, but watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. This menu, no, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's sleep. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts on mine that are not. Think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about
with Front Row Motorsports, driver of the Dockside Logistics Ford, and you're listening to the Pit Stop Radio Show with Tim Despain.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in the Pit Stop with Tim Despain, and Stephen Wilson has a night off, so I'm going to say in the Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Tony B on the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big thanks to Talladega Super Speedway, track president Grant Lynch, and public relations director Russell Branham. It's not too early to purchase your tickets for the Winn-Dixie 300 on May 2nd, 2015 for NASCAR Xfinity Series or the Talladega 500 May 3rd for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. To purchase your tickets, call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. And without further ado, let's bring our Reverend on. Reverend Joe from Riverside, California. Excuse me, I'm getting a little tickle in my... Let's bring Reverend on to get him. Reverend, how's everything out there in California, bud?
Well, from just talking to Susan, it's pretty cold there. It's nice and warm here. So I still don't know what you're doing over there, but that's okay. It's kind of crowded here anyway. So what's happening on your end?
Yes, sir, that's right. Well, it's been a little warm, cold. That's probably what's got my throat scratchy a little bit. Reverend, you got the floor, my friend. Go ahead.
All righty. Lord, we come before you tonight, and we thank you so much for all you do. We thank you for the warm and the cold alike. Your word tells us that the rain falls on the good and the evil, and we thank you that you allow us to be in with the good. So I ask you to please bless the show tonight. Bless all those listening in. Bless all those that will be racing over this holiday weekend. Be with all of them. Protect them. Let them all be great races and everyone come home safely and the fans all act accordingly. And I ask you to bless us all. And we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins so we'd have entrance into heaven. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Joe, another great invocation again. Thank you very much. Do you have any news coming out of the West Coast on the racing stuff and what you have going on on your social media and your website? You got the floor, my friend.
We got a lot going on Turkey Night and over the Thanksgiving weekend. There's an annual sprint car race at Paris Auto Speedway, which is just down the street from me. They have a big night. I know Kyle Larson's going to be there racing. He won it in 2012. Several of the smaller tracks have a turkey weekend. Matter of fact, I'll be going out myself out to Blythe Speedway, which is right on the Colorado River, about 183 miles from my house, to do a little racing myself with my little Pinto, have a little fun. And there's stuff going on all over the place, and I'll bring you a report on that next week. Our website is ontrackwithjesus.org, and we always welcome comments and questions and such. Plus, you can all get a hold of us on Facebook, and I post scripture there every day, and we're open to questions and glad to have them. So I hope you all have a very, very happy Thanksgiving and a very blessed weekend.
Yes, sir. You too, Reverend Joe, and thank you again for being our reverend, and yourself, your family, friends, everybody out there in California, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving also, bud.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
God bless you too, bud. Talk at you next Tuesday night.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Reverend Joe from out in Riverside, California. Comes on every night, right, Johnny on the spot. But at this time, I'd like to bring on my good friend, Indianapolis 500 champion crew member, and also 2013 Rolex 24 champion crew member, my good friend, Mr. Tony B.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hello, Tim. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing? I want to thank you again very much for filling in for Stephen. While Stephen's, I ain't going to say where he's at, but he's in a lot warmer place than we are.
He most certainly is. It was really cold here in Indianapolis today, but I'll go ahead and say it. The Grand Canyons is better than here right now. But, you know, let's talk racing and get with the people. And that California Reverend going to Turkey Night to watch him midgets run, that is something amazing.
It is, Tony B. I wish I could go out there and watch it, too. I'm pretty sure that they will put on a great show.
Oh, absolutely. It will be fine. And anything that can get us closer to getting back to Daytona in February, you know, the Tulsa Shootout and the Chili Bowl. You know, it's all racing and open wheel, and let's go.
Oh, you got that right. And Tony, I don't know if you've ever talked to my good friend. I got my good friend, Phil Crump from Lincoln, Alabama. He's sitting right here on the side. I want to bring him on. His nickname's Dubin. And you, I don't know if you talked to him in some of our previous shows, but he's been sort of on the side for a while. But I want to bring Phil on. He's a big Jeff Gordon fan. But at this time, I want to bring my good friend, Mr. Phil Crump from Lincoln, Alabama, on the pit stop. Tim Spain and Tony B.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Phil, is it as cold up there in Lincoln as it is down here in Talladega?
Well, Tim, I tell you, I really don't know because I moved after the rehab stint was over. I moved down here close to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you was over there. But anyway, Phil, I want to introduce you to my good friend Tony B. He's a Indy 500 champion crew member. He was a front tire carrier for Dario Franchitti when he won the Indy 500 back in 2012. So I'm gonna let y'all talk a minute, and I'm just gonna sit back on the side because I don't think you've met Tony yet.
How are you, Philip?
Well, I'm doing okay. I usually call Tim show all the time, but I've been in rehab, and you know, like I said, I moved from downtown Indy down here to just before we get to Tuscaloosa. And it's real small town down here, but other than that, everything's good. You know, I've just been kind of out of pocket for a while.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, and I've done a lot and accomplished a lot, but I'm happy to have Mr. Phil Crump on the Pit Stop Radio with Tim and Suzanne Despain, and I'm in for Stephen Wilson tonight, and it's a pleasure to meet you, my friend.
Well, same to you. I don't like to say that. It's a real small town compared to Talladega. You know, it's, I don't tell you how small it is. They just recently had the whole town carpeted. That's how small it is. But seriously, the thing is, my youngest boy moved out, and I moved down here from rehab, and I think what happened, I was in the Oxford, Alabama in a rehab center, and they didn't have enough, you know, the TV wouldn't have as much of channels. So what I did, I finally got out because, you know, it's really, I told them I was real claustrophobic because the room's so small.
Uh-huh.
And they said, maybe you can take some pills around. I said, no, I'm not constipated. I got some claustrophobic. I've been here about a month, and I was in rehab and everything. I got through that, and everything's good. But like I said, we didn't have very many channels. You know, they only got the roommate I had. We had about five channels, and he was an older fellow. He kept it on the loud channel all the time. So,
well, you're in my prayers, brother. And if you like spending time in front of a computer, I'd go to www.braceyourself.com/brace. And look us up, and we're out to help people. And Tim and Suzanne Despain and Tony Baginski are in charge of that in the USA. And we're making it a good way to go and helping save drivers. And I think you like racing and love to see peace of mind in that seat and go fast. That's what we're all about.
All right, I tell you, I'm the same way. I appreciate you talking to me. I'm going to let you go because I know that a lot of people calling in, but just tell Tim and Suzanne I miss them. I really do. Like I say, we all grew up there in Talladega, and that Talladega is my old stomping ground, like I told Tim. But, you know, the reason why I say that is because every time I went to Talladega, I got stumped by somebody.
Very good.
Hey, Phil. Sorry, yeah. Tony. Phil, before you go, tell them the story. About which I know you're a big Jeff Gordon fan, but we can talk about that later. But tell them the story about your ex-wife's cooking. Can you remember that one?
Oh, my ex-wife's cooking. Well, she really couldn't cook that well, but I didn't say anything about it. The only thing I could, I told somebody the other day, is that she cooked so bad that it's an old joke by the fellow that the flies in the neighborhood chipped in off the screen door.
I'm telling you, Tony, Phil is a sight. Phil worked at Talladega Super Speedway back in the day, back when Mr. Allison, Mr. Bobby got up in the catch fence, which I was working there also, and Phil has a ton of stories. I mean, we could keep Phil on just like we could keep Tiger Tom Pistone on all night. But Phil
Let
is
me
a...
So much Bobby Allison,
go ahead,
Rick. Well, Bobby Allison, yeah. I was there, and I went one of the first people to get to the car, you know, and I asked Bobby, was he okay? You know, and he said he's good, and that's about the people in the stands. But, you know, he looked up at me and said, ain't you that guy with that bad ex-wife? I said, no, not yet. But anyway, thanks so much. I'll be online and everything. I'm always online. Like I said, I've been kind of out of pocket, but I'll be listening. Y'all be good. Take care of yourself, guys.
Take care. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you too, bud.
Tony, I knew you would enjoy talking to Phil. Phil's been out of pocket, like you said, for a little while. He used to come on the show all the time. But we've got Todd Bigsby waiting, and at the bottom of the hour, in about 15 minutes, we've got Ray Dunlap from Fox Sports coming on. He's going to sort of help us recap the 2014 NASCAR season, trucks nationwide, which next year will be Xfinity Series, and then the Sprint Cup Series. But want to throw out a statement from NASCAR about the passing on Denny Darnell. NASCAR offers its sincere condolences to the friends and family of Denny Darnell. For decades working with Bristol Motor Speedway, R.J. Reynolds, Nextel, and Dodge, Denny was a familiar and friendly face in media centers and NASCAR garages throughout the country. He approached his job seriously and professionally, but few could bring laughter like Denny. He was a public relations institution and will be greatly missed. That was a statement from NASCAR on the passing of Mr. Denny Darnell. And I actually didn't get to meet him. One of my good friends, Amanda Thomas, hooked us up on Facebook, and I got to see a lot of his posts, and I wish I could have met him. But our thoughts and prayers go out from the Speedway Digest Radio Network and the Pit Stop Radio Network to that. And one more little thing before I read off some more news, I want to bring Todd on. I guess everybody's seen the missing lady that come up missing October 19th at Talladega Super Speedway. They did find her body, and that was I'm gonna go ahead and say it. That was my ex-girlfriend back in the day before I met Suzanne, and I want to send the thoughts and prayers out to the family and friends of Miss Teresa Andrews and all that. So if we can we take a moment of silence, Tony, for Denny Darnell and Teresa Andrews? Okay,
please.
let's take a little moment of silence. Okay. I had to get that out of the way, and I'm sure Suzanne understood because I've got to go to that funeral, and I hate to do that. But anyway, I've got some news out of, I think it was, hold on, let me find my paperwork, out of Richard Childress Racing. Luke Lambert was named 2014 Moog Problem Solver of the Year, crew chief for Ryan Newman. The number 31 crew chief, Luke Lambert, was named 2014 Moog Problem Solver of the Year. For the 2014 season, Lambert will receive his handcrafted Moog ball joint trophy and a check of check this out, Tony, $100,000 during NASCAR Brothers Award Ceremony December 4th in Vegas. And I had some more news, I think, but I really can't find it. But, Tony, go ahead if you have anything you want to talk about before we get Mr. Ray Dunlap, and we'll bring Todd on here in just a minute. Do you have any news that you have anything out of USAC, Open Wheel, IndyCar?
Just to let you know, Brady Bacon won the USAC AMSOIL Sprint Car National Series. Brady Bacon in the Hoffman car out in California, and then in Peoria, Arizona, they finished up. They had quite a series, and it was fantastic. And my good friend, which is also a good friend of Kyle Larson, Rico Abreu, doing very well in the midget series and going for the championship there himself. And, you got to like those guys. And anybody that follows me on Facebook, I have put an app on there to where you can watch pay-per-view, the Chili Bowl, or I'm sorry, not the Chili Bowl, but the Turkey Night in California. You can watch it online, and I invite everybody to Facebook and to go to thecushion.com, and you can get pay-per-view and watch some racing and some good open-wheel midget racing, and it's going to be a good deal, and our good reverend's going to be there, and, we're just looking forward to IndyCar time and getting back to Daytona, and it is time to race, and in the meantime, the Tulsa shootout is coming up, and the Chili Bowl in Oklahoma. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'll have plenty of information on that in my show, Everything Open Wheel. Back to you, Tim.
Tony, and I mentioned earlier, you were a champion crew member 2013 of the Rolex 24. And do you have any... I don't want to put you on the spot, Tony. Just if you have any information on the upcoming 2014 Rolex 24 at Daytona, have you heard any NASCAR drivers that might be going to team up with anybody else as far as the four drivers in each car racing? Have you heard anything?
Well, I haven't heard anything directly, but I can tell you from my time spending that, I was lucky enough to win that with Juan Pablo Montoya, Scott Pruitt, Memo Rojas, and Charlie Kimball. And it was amazing. Michael Waltrip ran as well. Marcus Ambrose ran as well, which he is with Roger Penske now, running the V8 Supercar Series. And I got to like that, but I really like Tim Macro that drives the Brace Yourself-sponsored V8 supercar, and, that's okay. And they get a lot of people, and that is an event. It is 24 hours long, and the same crew members start to finish. It is a... you got to understand the race is 24 hours long. Nobody really tells you. You work about 12 hours the day that it starts, before it starts. So it's quite an ordeal. But if nobody's ever seen it, get to Daytona or watch it on TV. From the Aston Martins that they run in the lower series all the way to the Daytona prototypes, I invite you to watch it, enjoy it, and know what those drivers go through for 24 hours. It's quite an event, and Tudor has it. It's not IMSA anymore. Been bought. It is Tudor. And I ask everybody to enjoy it, watch it. There'll be many NASCAR people involved. There'll be a driver in some type of car, and you'll be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds great, Tony. And I know you've been involved in that for a while, and I've been watching ever since I can remember, you know, because it's always the prelude coming up to Daytona. And you brought up a good point, Tony, with it being a 24-hour race. I mean, you know, them drivers, they have to be in really good shape, which I know they swap out driving, Tony. I can't remember. Is it every 3 or 4 hours that they swap drivers?
They won't let them go any more than four.
Four, okay. That's what I thought. But, yeah, I really enjoy watching it. I'll watch it whenever it comes on, and I'll get up the next morning and watch it, and I'm like, well, where'd so-and-so go? Well, you know, like you said, it's a 24-hour race.
You know, we had two cars in our pit box, and Dario Franchitti, Scott Dixon, Jamie McMurray, and Joey Hahn were in the other car, and had McMurray not hit the wall leaving pit road, that car would have finished second the year that we won. And it's amazing. It is really something to see. And I encourage people to watch it and you know, watch it from the start and then see the finish and just know what those people have put in.
Yeah, right, Tony. I would definitely agree. And if you will agree with me, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, it's sort of like, you know, we go to Daytona International Speedway to do the Rolex 24, and it's sort of like a road course versus the high banks. They, you know, because they have to get out on the banks as far as the super speedway part of it, and I think it's real neat that they incorporate all that into that 24 hours.
They absolutely do. Turn 3 and 4 are used at speed. They come off a turnstile on the backstretch through 3 and 4, down the front straightaway, back into the road course section, and come out turn 2. And it's amazing. I'm just going to tell you, it's amazing. And it's a big track, and it's fast.
Yeah, and you know, Tony, you can watch them, you know, where you talk about where they come out of that little juke thing is what I always call it. And it, when you watch it in the evening, whenever everything comes on, you can see that the grass is all pretty. But then when you get up the next morning, they done ripped all the grass down coming out through that little chicane deal right there. I mean, all the grass is tore up. All the orange cones is gone. I mean, you don't know what in the world to do. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, that's the best next thing besides NASCAR. I mean, I really enjoy watching it.
Yeah, it's a great show. And, you know, it's something for us to do in the wintertime. And it gets everybody ready for racing. And let me tell you, folks, you just listen in to the pit stop and everything open wheel. And I will bring to you, because brace yourself, we'll be traveling to all these events. The Snowball Derby, USAC starting in Florida, be out in California, and we will be out in Oklahoma for the Tulsa Shootout and the Chili Bowl. And let me tell you, folks, when you got 700 midgets trying to make a 24 midget A main, that's a show.
You got that right, Tony. And Suzanne has a guy on here by the name of, don't let me mess, you know how I mess names up, Ray Richard or Ray Reichert. He wants to speak to you for a second, and we've got Ray Dunlap, I think, just come on. But I want to bring Ray on and let you and Ray talk for just a second, then we're going to bring the other Ray on. So let's bring Ray Richard on.
Thank you. Hello, Ray. Can you hear me?
How you doing, Ray? You're in a pit stop. Tim Spain and Tony B.
Tim, very nice to talk to you. How are we doing tonight, sir?
Nice to talk to you, sir. I've been seeing a lot of your posts on Facebook. But I'm sorry, Ray. Go ahead. You got the floor.
That's a bit of a delay here, I guess, is what it is. I'd like to ask Tony just a real quick question. I'll let you guys be. I know you got Dunlap on hold there. Tony, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Doing awesome. I'm just an avid race car guy that has been in racing for about 15 years. And I've been in ARCA for two with a team from upstate New York. I just moved down to the, Salisbury area in North Carolina, and I'm looking to possibly get with some sort of a race team, ARCA, NASCAR, or otherwise. Any suggestions or any thoughts that you can help me out with?
If you have a background in racing and you're physically able to work 12, 16-hour days, do not be afraid to go to Concord and knock on the door. You actually don't got to knock. Go in and see them at Ganassi, at Hendrick, all the places. And most mm-hmm. of them nowadays are in Concord. But don't be afraid to put yourself out there and try to go to work.
I'm not afraid of the work, not afraid of the hours, not even afraid of getting my hands dirty. The biggest thing is, a lot of the big teams, and I'm not going to get into a big discussion about it, but a lot of the big teams seem to take these guys from the trade schools and such. And, I mean, I have a background in racing, but I've never been paid for racing is what it comes down to. So it's very difficult to find a job that you've never been paid for, but you do have the background in. So, I've got a resume together. I'll be willing to drop it off, send an email, whatever I've got to do, but I just figure I'd ask from, somebody that's been in the business a little bit to give me a hand.
I can tell you, sir, and I assure you, they will recognize you, and you can be helpful with your knowledge. I come from I was National Safety Director for ASA. I've been involved in racing my whole life. Thank God for my father taking me to races when I was a child, but I've done it my whole life. But what you know and what you've done is an asset to any team. So be proud of yourself and go do it, brother.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. I'll call on another time. I'll let you get back to business. And, again, have a good night, and God bless, guys. Thanks again.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Back, I see where caller Ray dropped. Okay, Tony, are you still
yes.
there with me, bud? Okay, at
yes,
this
sir.
Time, I want to bring on Fox Sports, Mr. Ray Dunlap, and we want to bring him in a pit stop with Tim Spain and Tony B.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ray, how you doing tonight, bud? How's the weather up in Charlotte?
Not too bad, Tim. Not too bad. We're getting a little bit of rain here and there, but for this time of year, that's all good. Just about 96% of my leaves are down out of the trees, so I think I'm almost done with raking and cleaning up the yard. So that's good news.
That is good news.
You're in better shape than I am, Ray. I think I've chopped mine up twice. I still got some up in the trees, but I still got to chop mine up. But, Ray, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule, and nice to meet you at Talladega. I met you at Martinville, but I know we didn't have time to really talk about what we wanted to talk about, but I thought about this. If you want to, what's your take on 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, as far as Nationwide Series, which next year will be Xfinity Series, and the Truck Series. Do you think this was a stellar year for NASCAR? Which I do. I think the rating was up with the new chase scenario. Is there anything you'd like to bring up, Ray?
Well, you know, when I look at the chase and the way that thing laid out, Tim, I'll be honest with you. When they first proposed it, I thought it sounded pretty much like a gimmick to me, and you know, I've always been a guy who believed in, run if you got a 30 36-race schedule. You run 36 races, and you figure your points out from there. I still kind of like the fact that the Nationwide and the Camping World Trucks are still on a season-long championship drive, but I have to tell you, the Chase really did everything that they had predicted it would do. I liked the fact that it was 16 drivers to start. It gave us a lot more to talk about as we went all the way up through the race at Richmond before the Chase started. And then as we went through the elimination process, every three races really did matter. And I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I just don't see how you could create any better scenario than what we had at Homestead. I mean, when those four guys are racing each other for the championship and four of them are in all in the top five in a big portion of that race, it was awesome. I mean, I was glued to my seat for every lap of that. So I think it worked, and I commend NASCAR for putting a lot of thought into the way they structured it.
I would definitely agree, Ray. I mean, Suzanne and myself, we were sitting here, we didn't make it to home. I think we're going to try to make a trek to Homestead next year. But, yeah, we were sitting here, and I told Suzanne, I said, look here, all four of them is in the top five, and you definitely had – Harvick had to win the race to win the championship. And, talking about the ratings that NASCAR got at Talladega this time, I seen – more people in the stands. We were at Martinsville. My first trip to Martinsville, Ray got to eat my first Martinsville hot dog. I needed tongue, but it was delicious. But, yeah, I mean, Martinsville was almost sold out, Ray. And then, it was sold out at Miami Homestead.
Phoenix was packed, When I got out there, I could not believe how many campers were out in the parking lot. People were out there for spending a whole week and having a great time. And I do want to dispute something. When they said Miami Homestead was sold out, they sold all the tickets they had planned on selling, so that's important. And it was a great crowd. I don't want to put it down at all, but they didn't sell every ticket for every seat they have on the property. So I think they need to be a little bit careful there of saying it was a sellout, but it was a fantastic crowd. The weather was great. And all three championships, I thought were really interesting. Obviously the Camping World Trucks, we had our first ever back-to-back champion with Matt Crafton, and seeing Chase Elliott dominate the way he did and win the Nationwide deal as our youngest ever champion. Those are some pretty special events. And then to see the cup race come down the way it did, Kevin Harvick dominated the final two races of the season and he deserved the title.
Yeah. I would definitely agree. I mean, like you said, we're seeing our first back-to-back champion in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series with Matt Crafton. We've seen the youngest ever with Chase Elliott in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, which next year will be NASCAR Xfinity Series, and our first-time champion, Kevin Harvick. And, we've had our ups and downs, Ray. We've had our downs with Tony Stewart and the tragic accident with Kevin Ward Jr., and we've had our ups. What would you say would be your lowest, Ray, and your uppest? I'm talking redneck talk from Alabama.
Well, I mean, obviously the Tony Stewart story was an incredible tragedy, and you can never predict that something like that would happen. I really still, though, believe that the biggest story from this season hasn't unfolded yet completely, which will be, how things play out for Kurt Busch. Ultimately, here's a guy who has had troubles with about every team that he's been involved with. And then for these legal issues that he's facing right now could certainly change what his future is. And so I think that's a story that isn't complete yet. So I would say that's a very low point of our season. As we get all the facts, as that story plays out, I think it could be certainly a low point. When I look at the high point, I think it's a lot of stats and numbers. We had We had 24 track records set in the Sprint Cup Series this last year, and I think there were either four or five last lap pass wins. I know they had 9 or 10 green white checkers at the end, and of course, you know, Dale Jr. and Kurt Busch and Casey Kane all getting to victory lane after long winless streaks. So, I thought there was a lot of highs, and obviously Kevin Harvick's his win at Phoenix to make his last ditch effort to get into that finale, and then to go there and lead the most laps and win the race. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Right, and I want to ask you one more question. I'm going to hand you over to my good friend Tony, and then I'll let him hand you back to me. I was in the media center at Talladega, and I asked Clint Bowyer what was his take on the new Chase format, and does it need any tweaking for next year? And his answer to me was, he said he don't like it that you win and you're in, but I like it, Ray. I mean, you know, it's like, I listen to a lot of SiriusXM radio. The new Chase format, correct me if I'm wrong, Ray, is it's on consistency. You win, the higher up you finish. And, you know, I spoke with Ed Hinton here at Talladega from ESPN.com, and I said, Ed, what do you think about it? He said, well, Tim, I want to say something between me and you. He said, I think when we leave Talladega, there's going to be some of these big-name drivers that's not going to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, for me, the win and you're in thing was great. I mean, look at the stories for A.J. Allmendinger and Eric Almirola. Here's a couple of guys who get big wins, really highlights of their year, highlights for those teams, and then they get an opportunity to get some coverage in the first round of the Chase. I don't think anybody had any misconception of the fact that either of those two guys were going to be a contender and make it out of the first round or advance. Now, could they have? Certainly, you know, strange things happened. Obviously, Ryan Newman played the system perfectly and almost put himself in spot for a championship. But Ryan Newman's with a much bigger and more established team than these other drivers. But I like the win and you're in. Part of the reason Bowyer didn't like it is because he didn't win this season, I'm sure. So, but ultimately, the downside to it is that you've got Brad Keselowski with 6 victories, Joey Logano has 5, and then you end up all the Hendrick guys who had 4 wins, like Dale Jr. and Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson. Those guys don't even make the final. The final race at Homestead to have a shot at that championship. So winning races obviously didn't pay enough towards the end, but I think a lot of drivers and a lot of teams learned a great deal about how to manage those races in each of the rounds of the Chase.
Yeah, I would definitely agree again, Ray. And, Ray, I want to hand you over to I got my co-host, because Stephen Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com, he's in the Cayman Islands. So I've got my good friend, Tony B., Indy 500 champion crew member. He also won the 2013 Rolex, 24-hour Rolex at Daytona. I want to introduce you to my good friend, Tony B. Ray.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hello, Ray. How are you? You know, I'm 52 years old, and I've done a lot, won a lot, and I've been following you ever since 97, but I have a question that I really need to ask you.
Sure.
Did you ever follow or do any ASA racing? I know Dave Burns did, but I'm asking you, Ray, did you do it as well?
Well, I followed it for sure. I grew up in Eastern Ohio, so I was at a lot of the racetracks where ASA competed on a regular basis. Obviously, Toledo Speedway and Columbus. I went to Milwaukee probably 6 or 7 times to watch the division race there, and obviously saw them in Nashville a number of times. So I went to a lot of those races. I did not work as a broadcaster on that crew with the TNN guys at that time. I was I had started working with ESPN and doing traveling around with doing ARCA races instead of ASA, but I knew most of those drivers. I interviewed all the, you know, Seneca and Eddie and all those, the old timers from way back when, and I loved the series. I thought it was some really great racing and good TV.
Well, I was national safety director for them for a good while, and I swore, and like I said, I'm getting old, but I swore I saw you at Jennerstown Speedway in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, this is many years ago, and you had a little tape recorder in your hand, and, you know, I have always been a big Ray Dunlap fan because I thought you'd come from the same place I did, ASA, and we graduated many people to NASCAR, and Ray,
sure,
you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. You know, I having covered racing in Central Ohio, I was really good friends with Gary St. Amant, and became close with Glenn Allen Jr. and Tim Steele and a bunch of those drivers. So when they were running ASA, I was running around trying to keep up with them and see what was going on. And I was at Jennerstown a number of times. That was probably the closest track to where I grew up. And like I say, I saw them race at Salem, probably 10 or 15 tracks if I'd take the list out and actually look at it.
That's absolutely great, and now I know in my heart I saw Ray Dunlap at Jennerstown Speedway, and that was you, brother. And, you know, that was many years ago, and, you know, I've done a lot of racing, accomplished a lot. You are fantastic and do a great job of what you're doing. I'd like to know what you have to say about the Camping World Truck Series being on the dirt, and would you like to see that expanded somewhat to maybe nationwide, or the Xfinity Series that it's going to be?
Well, I don't know. I know that's a good question. Ultimately, for me, what I really think they need to do is expand the truck schedule to two dirt races. And I know that Tony Stewart and all of his guys up there at Eldora think it's very unique, and they've put an incredible amount of effort into promoting that race. We've had huge crowds there, but for the owners, from their standpoint, to take one of those vehicles and spend the money you do to convert it over to race on dirt, I think it would be a lot more economical if they'd have two races instead of one. Could they run the Nationwide Cars or Xfinity series there? For sure they could. Ultimately, the question becomes, what is your purse structure? How much is the sanctioning fee? And can they sell enough tickets at a reasonable ticket price to make it somehow come close to working? And the difference between a Camping World Truck Series total sanction fee and the Nation or Xfinity Series next year is very significant. It's probably a 40% increase, and that's pretty hard for the promoter to make that work.
Right. And I don't know if you know, but Tony Stewart was very good in getting Roger Slack. Roger Slack is the son of Robert Slack, who had Cayuga Motor Speedway in Canada. And ASA ran there many, many times. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roger's, you know, Roger worked here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway for a long time and learned a great deal from Humpy Wheeler and Bruton and all of the guys over there. And obviously, he's been in racing most of his whole life, and he's done a great job up there at Eldora. They don't run a weekly schedule at that place. It's special events, and when they have one, they're all special, and they treat their fans that way. They do a great job.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they did something good, and Roger's on top of it. They just put a new surface down at Eldora Motor Speedway, and I'm letting the public know and Ray know they put a new surface down, and 2015 is going to be a great year.
Yeah, look forward to it. I know I try to get up there to one of their big events, whether it's the World 100 or something like that, other than just when we're running trucks. And my wife is from a small town very close to there at Eldora, so as I grew up in Ohio, obviously everybody knew about the folklore of that racetrack, and they've had some incredible competitors through the doors there and some really great shows.
So she was from Rossville or Newton or?
Wapakoneta.
Oh, I know that one as well.
Yeah, just up the road. Just up the road.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love to hear what you've got to say. And the Camping World Truck Series, are they going to expand a little bit? And I've heard people complain about the Sprint Cup drivers dropping down and running nationwide and running the trucks, and that they should only be allowed to run so many events. I don't know if I agree with that. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a really tough question, and it has so many tentacles. It's almost like an octopus. When you pull on one arm, what's the other one stuck to? But obviously, most of the young drivers enjoy competing against the guys who have moved up. The problem that I have when I look at the Xfinity Series is the top running 7 or 8 cars on almost every given weekend are Cup affiliated, and a lot of that has to do with their ability to cycle parts through the system. And oftentimes it's just about the people that are involved at the Cup level, and that information trickles down too. So, those are good teams. They're hard to beat for sure. But I get a little frustrated when I watch one of those races and say Elliott Sadler's your top finishing Xfinity driver of the day, and he's running in 8th position. It's not quite the same degree when we're talking about the Camping World Trucks. Obviously, Kyle Busch has come in to that mm-hmm. division, and not only does his team dominate, but about any time he drives, he's got a shot at the win. Over the years, we've obviously had Brad Keselowski racing there, along with Kevin Harvick and a number of the top drivers. I think the competitors like it. I don't think that it's a problem in any way in the Camping World Trucks, and obviously Kyle and Kevin, or Kevin's not an owner now, but Kyle and Brad are very big supporters of the series, and they bring really top quality teams with great drivers there, so we're appreciative of that.
I'm gonna have to tell you, when I was back in ASA, we used to hire the big guns to come in. Dale Earnhardt Sr., Darrell Walter, Ricky Craven, Davey Allison. You know, it didn't matter. But I can remember being at the Milwaukee Mile, and I don't know if you remember a name, Paul Andrews, but Darrell Walter was leading the on TV by half a lap. And Rex Robbins, God bless him, he said, you get to that pit and you tell Paul Andrews that if that car doesn't slow down, I'm going to have to bring him in the pits, because those tires got to be illegal for him to be running away from Mike Eddy and Bob Seneker and Scott Hansen like that. And, I learned back then, it's about competition and being good and running out front. And if the good guy's coming down running, do a good job, so be it.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, ultimately, the problem, again, that I see in the Xfinity Series is not necessarily the drivers, but the team alliances and the amount of money that is involved now in the top-notch teams. It's astronomical in both Camping World Trucks and the Xfinity Series. And what I mean by that more so is the differential of the budgets between the top teams, the middle tier, and the back markers. It has grown to a point now where that disparity is greater than it's ever been. from the front to the back, and we've got to find a way to shore that up a little bit and eliminate some of that disparity, because we're talking about budgets in the back of the field that are one quarter or less of the teams that are running up front, and that's a bad formula.
Absolutely. Tim, I'll throw it back to you. Ray, you've been amazing. You're fantastic, and I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
Okay. Ray, thank you very much again for taking the phone lines have lit up. Do you have time to take one question before you go, Ray?
Sure, be glad to do it.
Okay. I got Todd Bigsby. His home track is upstate New York, Watkins Glen. Let's bring Todd in to the pit stop with Tim Despain, Tony B, and X-Ray. Todd, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing good. We're getting ready for a winter storm.
I figured y'all was. Hey, we've got Mr. Ray Dunlap from Fox Sports on. His time is limited. He agreed to take a caller, so we picked you. Do you have a question for Ray?
Yeah. Ray, are you going to be at the Glen in 2015?
Well, I sure hope so. Yeah, I don't haven't worked schedules out that far in advance for sure, but I love going up there. It's really one of my favorite parts of the country. Just so beautiful, and a lot of great restaurants that I've been going to up there for a long time. So I always enjoy it. I don't have my schedule here sitting handy, but I try to work out in advance a little bit. I didn't make it up there last year for the cup race because I had another commitment with a truck race, so I don't know the answer to that, so I apologize, but I do love coming up there, and I think it's a great facility, and they've done an excellent job of making improvements there over the last 8 or 10 years.
All right, and I've watched you for years, like most many people who follow racing. You know you. I watch you grow up through the years, and you know it's amazing on what you do. And I want to just thank you for what you do for the sport.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it's a really fun job, and more so, it's just you know you get to meet so many of the great fans. When we're on the road, that's my favorite part about it, is just seeing the people where they come from. You know, when you go to these races and you walk around where the people are camping, you get an opportunity to see that a lot of them have come, you know, not from 40 miles away, but maybe from 400 miles away. And it just shows the commitment that people have to our sport, and it makes you real proud to be part of it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to answer a question for me.
No problem. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and racing season will be here in about 80 days.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Ray. I know you have probably some stuff that you want to talk about, Ray. I know your time is limited, but I think, you know, I hold down a full-time job. I work at a co-op here at Coosa Valley Electric. I do this on the side, but thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule, and it was very nice to meet you at Talladega. Do you have anything you want to throw out about what you have going on where people can follow you at on social media, Ray?
Well, my Twitter handle is at X-Ray Dunlap. So you can follow me there for sure, and you know, that's Twitter's always fun because you get a lot of great feedback from the fans. There's always, you know, if there's breaking news about what's going on in NASCAR, I'll try to get it to you there. So if you follow me there, we'll you know, you get to find out I'm not just a race fan though. I love music too, and I'm a big Cincinnati Reds baseball fan, so I follow them all through the summer. And I like a little Ohio State football too, and we've got a game this weekend. I don't know if you've heard about this team from up north called Michigan, but this Saturday we're gonna hurt them so bad they're gonna wish they hadn't ever crossed the border.
Yes.
Well, along with the coach, yes.
Exactly.
And I hate to say this, Tim, because you'll probably be really mad at me, but I'm rooting for Auburn this weekend too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, Ray, I am a War Eagle fan. Oh, you probably
okay.
Don't stir Suzanne up. Suzanne is one of the biggest. But anyway, Ray, thank you very much again. I think me and Suzanne are going to try to go to Daytona for the 500. Not sure yet. I know we're booked for Richmond, both Talladegas, and we're going to try to go to Ford Championship weekend next year with Stephen Wilson at SpeedwayDigest.com. But, Ray, thank you again, and I will hit you up on Twitter. I'll follow you. And, Ray, thank you very much again for taking your time out to come on the show, bud. We appreciate it. You have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, right back at you guys. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Ray. And I hit you on Twitter. Follow me back. Tony Baginski won. Love you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving, and you're doing a great job.
Tony B.
Do you have anything else? All I got to say is, people out there listening, to please go to www.braceyourself.com and see what Tim and Suzanne Despain and Tony Baginski and Paul Cleveland from Australia are doing to try to help the race drivers in all of America and overseas, from karting all the way to F1. And I'd like to thank all the people for coming in and listening tonight. I'd like to thank Ray Dunlap for being on, Todd Bixby, and the Reverend, and Tim and Suzanne Despain, and I hope Stephen Wilson and his dear wife are having a good time in the Grand Caymans. Back to you, Tim.
Amen, brother. Thank you again for being a great friend. Thank you again for filling in as my co-host. I know you always do your, about this time every Tuesday night, you do your episode, Everything Open Wheel, with USAC, ASA, and Andy. But thanks again, bud. We're going to play a song. We're going to sign off. Thank you, Todd Bixby. Thanks to Mr. Ray Dunlap at X-Ray. Thanks to Talladega Super Speedway. Thank you, Martinsville Speedway. Thanks to everybody that has helped us along the way, Mr. Lambert Reynolds. Mr. Steve Post from MRN, y'all have a good night from Talladega, Alabama.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. 50's on so crazy, everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hand. In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town.